We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Samach Hey. This halacha once again is based on two major chapters in Likutei Moran, chapter 215, and also chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'alkein, Rav Nosson Zal says, Shayach Le'el Le'inyan HaPidyon HaKoylel Hu'elyon. This piece that we're going to have on this page is related to the topic of the Pidyon HaKoylel Hu'elyon that the tzaddik makes sometimes, that is so powerful that it can nullify the din in all 24 courts. V'alkein HaTzaddik HaGodol Hu'amiti Kishe'oise Pidyon Va'adayin Lo'yhoyo Lo Yeshua. And therefore, based on what we've learned till now, and based on what Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now, when the great, great tzaddik makes a pidyon for a person related to a particular problem that the person came to him for, whether it's a health problem, a parnosa problem, any kind of crisis, and the person does not see that they've been helped in any way, cholilo laharher achrov, it is forbidden to think any bad thoughts, any negative thoughts about the tzaddik, about the pidyon that he did, ki bevadai hu letoivo niflo, because one thing is for sure, that the pidyon that the tzaddik did for this person is an incredible, major, good thing for that person. Ki hishtamshu im ze hapidyon letoyeles govoya yoiser harbe, because what happens is, the fact that the person doesn't see any major change regarding the specific thing they went to the tzaddik for means that very likely the pidyon that the tzaddik made is being used for something else, a much, much higher, more important purpose, shehu la'asos geirim, which is, for example, to help make converts. This Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 215 in the Likutei Moran, Kanal, as we discussed earlier. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, Ubevadai yihye gam lahamevi hapidyon toiva gedoyla mizeh. A person hears this and he hears that his pidyon was rerouted, that was railroaded to be used for something completely different. Then hold on a second, what about me? I'm the one who gave all of this money, and I'm the one who made the effort to go to the tzaddik. What about the help that I need? And Rav Nosson Zal says, most definitely, the person who brought the pidyon will definitely receive major benefit. Ubehemshech hazman, and after some time will go by, titzmach gam yeshuasoi shoyetzorech. The person will see the Yeshua that he came to the tzaddik for, he'll see that Yeshua happen also. Rak shetzorich lehismameach tzas. However, he will have to wait a little bit. Ki be'emes kol odom tzorich ze hapidyon hu'elyon hanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains further. In reality, all of Klal Yisrael needs the pidyon, this special pidyon, that nullifies all 24 courts to assist in this process of making Gerim. All of us need that. That's a tremendous benefit to Klal Yisrael and to every individual person in Klal Yisrael. Because that's going to help bring about the Geula, that's going to help bring about all kinds of Yeshuas. Val yidei zeh anu choyim u'miskaimim. And it's through this great pidyon, this super high level pidyon, that we exist, befrat begolus se'oruch hamar hazeh, especially in the golus that we're going through today, this last and final long bitter golus, she'ikar kiyumenu hu'al yedei hatzadikim hu'amitim hu'elu, whereby our whole existence is especially through these true tzadikim she'yicholim b'chol eis lahamshich eis rotzoin hanal kanal, who have the ability at all different times to draw, to bring about this eis rotzon, this pidyon hakoilel. Ki be'emes, iker ha'yeshua v'horachmim kulo shuv l'Hashem yizborach u'lihinotzel me'avoinos. Because the truth is, the most important Yeshua for Klal Yisrael and for each and every individual Jew is to be zeicha to do tshuva and to be saved from sins. Shezeh ikar horachmonos. That's the greatest rachmonos. That's the most important rachmonos. When we say it's a big rachmonos on that family that they have a child, lo yaleinu, that has this and this illness, or this person, chas v'shalom, was in a terrible car accident, or this person was put into jail for this and this purpose. When we hear all the different sorrows that an individual Jew goes through, or that Klal Yisrael is going through, Rabbein Azal says in Likutei Moran, in chapter 7, in Likutei Moran Tanina, Rabbein Azal says, the worst sorrows are sins. Because the Gemara says, Ein misa b'loi chet, ein yisurim b'loi ovoin. That death and suffering are all tied into sin. So the biggest problem that every single Jew is faced with is their sins, chas v'shalom. There's a pasuk, edag mechatosi, I worry from my sin. All possible different worries that a person could possibly have are all really associated with sin. So that's the greatest Yeshua and Rachmonis is when Klal Yisrael is zeicha to do tshuva and to be saved from sins. As Rabbein Azal discusses in chapter 7 in the second half of Likud Imran. V'zeh tzorich kol adam. And that Yeshua is something that every single Jew needs. Ki kol adam l'fi b'chinasoi tzorich Yeshua gedoyla b'chol eis hanimshach mipidyan anal. Because every single Jew, whatever level he's on, requires a major Yeshua all the time, the kind of Yeshua that comes from that super pidyon. What Yeshua is it? Sheyale mishmad l'rotzon. That the person should be zeicha to be elevated from their yerida, from however far down they've fallen, however they've fallen in the direction of shmad, to be elevated up in the direction of rotzon. And when the tzaddik performs this kind of super pidyon that we've been discussing throughout this halacha, and in heaven they make a decision to reroute the pidyon, that instead of it being used to bring about a refuah shalema or this kind of issue or that kind of issue for a particular person, they change the direction of the pidyon and they use it towards a higher purpose. Lasois geirim or balei tshuva, to bring about, they use that energy, that nuclear energy, to bring about geirim or balei tshuva, shenas nalidei hamtoka sachroin af. And what does that mean, making geirim or balei tshuva? How do you do that? Do you use sugar or salt? What do you use for it? The answer is, the way that you do that is by sweetening the charoin af, by removing, eliminating Hashem's anger, al yedei hamshochas rotzayin huelyon, by drawing on the highest level of rotzayin. That's how you bring about geirim and balei tshuva. So when that process is being done, bevadai shom klulim kol hayeshuos sheboilam begashmius veruchnius. In that process of hamtoka sadinim that's needed to bring about geirim balei tshuva, is included all the possible yeshuas that any Jew or the entire Jewish nation could possibly need, begashmius and baruchnius. And Rav Nosson Zal explains this now. Ki kol hatzorois chas v'shalom, because all of the suffering that any individual Jew has or Klal Yisrael has, is all based on Hashem hiding His face from us, not showing us His warmth, His goodwill. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, listen to this pasuk in Chumash Dvorim, Kapitel Amar Aleph. This is a very important pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu says that the Jewish people are going to say, "Haloi al kiein Elokai bekirbi." It's only because Hashem is not with us, among us, Mitzauni kol haro Yisraela, that we've come across all of these terrible tragedies. All of the tragedies, all of the suffering that Klal Yisrael goes through, or that any individual goes through, is because of Halay al Kiena Lekai Bekirbi, because Hashem is not with him. Hashem is not with us at that time. Shehu Bechinas Charoin Afanal. Why is Hashem not with us? Because he's angry at us, Chasishon. Validei HaPidyon Hanal. And through the super pidyon that we're speaking about here, Nimtak HaKoil. All of the anger of Hashem is eliminated. V'nimshachim kol hayishuos. And thereby it opens the door for us to be able to receive all the different solutions that we need to all of our problems. Rak, however, in order for the person to receive the individual personal Yeshua that they came to the tzaddik for, shetzrichen lismameach tzas, the person has to be willing to wait a little bit. It won't happen immediately. When Hashem reroutes that pidyon to use it for Gerem Bali Tshuva, it puts a delay. It puts a pause on the individual solution that that person needs. V'tzorech kol echod lahamtin. And every single Jew has to be willing to wait. Ki hamamin lo yochish. Because a person who believes in Hashem won't leave. They won't quit. They won't give up. V'zeh b'chinas. And this is the meaning behind a special pasuk in Mishlei, chapter 17, where the pasuk says, "Be'or p'nei melech chayim," with the light of Hashem's living face, "uritzoinoi," and Hashem's goodwill, "ka'ov malkosh," is like a cloud, like a thick cloud, which provides water. Shezeh ne'mar al hamshochas rotzein hanal. That pasuk is referring to the concept of the Jewish people drawing upon us this ratzon, this high level of goodwill on the part of Hashem. Kimuvan bekavonas, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, shehem bechinas tikunei dikna, that this ratzon is also referred to as the tikunim of the beard, kaviyochel. Now Rav Nosson Zalman asks an interesting question on that pasuk. V'lechoyra, Einoi muvon inyan hahaftocha zois uretzoinoi ka'ov malkosh. This seems to be a question, something that's hard to understand in this pasuk, when it says that Hashem's goodwill is like a thick cloud that provides rain. Ki haloi av va'onon heim koshim lahodam. We know that clouds are usually something that are difficult, problematic for human beings. Ukemoishom razal, as the Gemara says, koshe yoimo de'iba. A cloudy day is difficult for mankind. So why would the pasuk say that Hashem's goodwill is like a cloud that provides malkoish? Umaze shedimu es hatoiv haniflo shel ritzoinoi ka'ov malkoish. So why does the pasuk choose to compare Hashem's goodwill, Hashem's desire to help us, why does it compare to this cloud that provides malkosh? But Rav Nosson Zal says, va'achu al pi anal, but it fits in beautifully with what we just explained. Ki ha'ov koshe lahodam b'tchila, because a cloud is difficult for people at first. But afterwards, when the cloud does its thing, when it opens its faucet and it pours the rain down, that cloud definitely ends up giving us life. Because all blessings and all shefa are given to the world in the form of rain. Ukemashikosov, as the pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem lecho es oitzoroi hatoiv, may Hashem open up for you his wonderful treasury, loseis metar arzecho beitoi, to provide the rain that the land needs at its proper time, ulevorech es kol masi odecho, and to bless everything you have. So we see that Geshem is used as a term, an umbrella term, to represent all of Hashem's blessings. Alkein dima ritzonei hatoiv la'ov malkosh. This is why the pasuk compares Hashem's goodwill, Hashem's desire to bless us, it compares it to this cloud. Ki ha-Yeshua ha-bo misham hu Yeshua shleimo lanetzach. Because the Yeshua that comes from this Ratzayin Hu'elyoin, the solution that Hashem provides when it's coming from that Ratzayin Hu'elyoin, from that Pidyon Hu'elyoin, is a total solution. It's a permanent solution. However, it's got a delay on it. It's got a timer on it. It doesn't go off immediately. As soon as Hashem lights the fuse, it doesn't go boom. There's a delay on it. That's why the pasuk compares this Ratzon of Hashem, this super goodwill and love that Hashem has for us, that He shows us, the pasuk compares it to this cloud, this rain cloud. V'hovein, Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very well, because you're going to need this. There are many Jews, many, many Jews, who try. They try tefillah, they try going to tzaddikim, they don't see results, so they quit, they walk away. And they had they known this piece of information, had they known that sometimes you have to wait, you have to be willing to wait. The fact that you don't see results doesn't mean nothing's happening. When a person gets married, and one day goes by, another day, a week, a month, and he says to his wife, what did I need you for? Why did I marry you? You're good for nothing. Where's my kids? I married you because I want to have children. And he waits another week and a month and another, and nothing's happening. And finally, at the end of 6-7 months, he throws her out. He gets rid of her. And he says, I showed her, don't worry. And then he finds out 2 months later that there's a mazel tov. It's triplets. He's got 2 boys and a girl and ta-ta-ta. And the idiot didn't know that just because he didn't see it happening didn't mean it wasn't happening. Certain things take a certain amount of time before you get to see the result. And this is why the pasuk says in the famous chapter in Tehillim, chapter 130, Shir HaMaalos Mimamakim, it says there, Yachel Yisroel El Hashem. Yachel means to pray, and Yachel also means wait. Daven to Hashem, Kim Hashem HaChesed, because Hashem has the Chesed. He has what you want. He has what you need. Shebevadai Yase Chesed. Hashem will definitely perform the Chesed that you're asking for. Ach v'harbe imoy fedus. However, Hashem has major, major redemption. Meaning, Hashem has major, major needs. Meaning, sheyesh loy harbe pedus u yeshuois, shetzorech loy shies odom vilevdoisoi mikama vekama minei tzorois begashmis vruchnis. Meaning, even though right now you're asking for a particular item, Hashem sees your record. He sees the guns pointed at you. He sees all the angels that want to eat you up alive, because these are Malachi Chabola. These are destructive angels that you created with your sins. And Hashem says, this guy's asking for a raise at work. He don't know that he has to be asking for life. He doesn't know his life is about to come to a traumatic end. So Hashem sees all the yeshuas and pedus that the person needs. Alkein, and that's why Hashem can't give him that raise that he's asking for at his job at this moment, because Hashem is gathering up the person's tefillos and the person's chuyos to save him from much bigger things. And therefore the person only has to turn to Hashem and add another tefillah and another tefillah and another tier. Ki hu yisporach marbe liftois esodom. Because Hashem performs a lot of redemption for the person. Hashem saves the person from a lot of tzoros. V'tzorech lahamtin ad sheyifto isoy mehatzora hayoyser gedoyla mizoyz. And therefore, sometimes the person has to wait for Hashem to rescue him from a much bigger problem that Hashem is addressing in that person's life that he don't even know about. And Hashem is applying the tefillah first to that. However, afterwards, once Hashem solves that bigger crisis, Hashem will come back and give the person the thing that he's davening for now, the specific item. Ki ein balnes makir benisoi. Because the Gemara says, very often, a person who has a miracle happen for him doesn't even know about it. He doesn't recognize it. He has no idea regarding a miracle that took place to help him. Vohikar, the most important thing is, humasha hu yisporach poide es Yisroel al yidei apidyon hoelyon anal shel atzadikim mikol avoinoisam. The most important way that Hashem could possibly help us, and the greatest Yeshua that Hashem could possibly do for Klal Yisrael, is to use that major pidyon, that nuclear pidyon, to wipe out all of our sins. Shezeh bechinas asiyas geirim hanal. That's also included in what Rabbein Azal says when he says that Hashem uses that pidyon to make geirim. Because geirim represent this concept of going from shmad to rotzoin. V'sehu, and this is why the pasuk says in chapter 130 in Tehillim, v'hu yiftes Yisrael mikoil avoinoisov, that Hashem will redeem the Jewish people from all of their sins. That's what that pidyon, that's what the yifte, that's what the pidyon, al yidei pidyon anal, through this great pidyon. V'alkein, Srichim Lahamtin. And this is why sometimes when a yid is davening for something that they feel is really very important in their lives, and they keep wondering, why can't Hashem do it already? What's he waiting for? This is why the person has to wait. Bechinas Yachel Yisroel al Hashem. Wait, wait for Hashem. Ukamashikos of Tchila, as it says earlier in the Pasuk, Nafshi LaHashem, Mi Shoimrim LaBoiker, Shoimrim LaBoiker. My soul is yearning to Hashem from waiting for morning, waiting for daylight. Shoimrim LaBoiker. I'm like those people who are on the night shift and they're counting the minutes, they're counting the seconds for it to get light already to know that they can go home, they finished their job. That's what I feel like when I'm davening to Hashem for things that are very important to me, very critical, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting desperately to see it happen already. Kivisi Hashem kivsonafshi. My soul cries out to Hashem. And it says kivisi kivso, double ocean. Kivoi achar kivoi, which means again and again. I'm not giving up. I daven, I don't see the result. I go another round. I'm davening more. I keep davening. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says in Eicha, chapter 3. Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu, ki lo yicholu rachamav. The kindness of Hashem is infinite. It's never ending. It never gets used up. It never finishes. Hashem's rachmonis never comes to an end. And therefore the pasuk says, Toiv ve'yochil ve'doimeim l'tshuas Hashem. It's good to wait and be silent sometimes, waiting for the Yeshua of Hashem to happen. You've davened as much as you could. You've spilled your guts totally. You can't say another word. Okay, great. You did fabulous. Now wait. Now wait. Be quiet. Just wait. Wait. It's happening. It's happening. You don't see it. That doesn't mean anything. It is happening. The pasuk continues. Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu, the kindness of Hashem is unending. Hein bechinas hachasodim horabim, this refers to that infinite chesed, that super chesed, hanem shochem erotzen hoelyoin, which comes from the keser, from the craft, from the highest level, that rotzen hoelyoin, alidei pidyon hoelyon anal, by that super pidyon that's been done by the great tzaddik. ששום בחינס חסודים ורחמים רבים, כידוע. There is the huge chesed, the huge rachmanis. We know there's a pasuk, Rabbeinu Zal quotes, in a chapter in Likutei Moran, the pasuk says, Berega kotoin azavtich, in a split second, I left you, uverachamim gedoilim akapzech, and with major, major rachmanis, I will gather you back into me. And the Zohar HaKadosh mentions that the pasuk talks about rachamim gedoilim, implying that there's regular rachmim and there's rachmim gedoilim. There's ordinary kindness of Hashem, and then there's that super kindness of Hashem. The rachmim gedoilim, another word for that is this ratzon ha'elyon, which is initiated, which is turned on through that pidyon ha'elyon, through that pidyon ha'kolel. Ach tzrichin lahamtin. However, the person has to be able to wait. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, toiv ve'yochil ve'doimen. It's good to for the person to daven, but and then to be able to wait and be silent. And the more that the person will strengthen himself to yearn to Hashem, to daven to Hashem, and not to insist that I must have it right now, I can't wait, that can't wait, tiskarev yeshuoso yoiser, that person's solution, that person's salvation will come closer, kalyidei hakivui, because it's through the tefillah and the yearning and the trust, showing complete confidence in Hashem, that I know that if I'm davening and if I'm trying and the tzaddikim are davening for me, I know that Hashem is going to help me. Through this, that person's solution will definitely come closer. Paragraph Samachvav. Now, Rav Nosson Saleh, it's another appendix going back to the topic of Kriyashma, which we discussed earlier. We spoke about the first sentence, the Shema Yisrael, that has 25 letters, which represent the Pidyoin Ho'elyoin, the source of all blessing. Just like when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Kohanim, Koi Sevorachu Es Bnei Yisrael. This is how you should bless the Jewish people. Koi is 25, the 25 letters of the Shema, which connect a person to that Rotzon Ha'Elyon, to that Pidyon Ha'Elyon, which has the ability to sweeten and solve all the dinim that are found in the 24 courts that are represented by the next sentence, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus HaMavod, which has 24 letters. So Rav Nosson Zal had said earlier, V'al Kein Yesh Chof Dalet Tevois Bebeiz Po'omim Kriya Shema, Sha'oimrim Bechol Yoim Erev Avoyker. This will also explain why we say the Shema twice a day. We say it in the morning and in the evening. And that those two sentences, Shema and Baruch Shem, have exactly 12 words in them. Shema Yisrael is 6 words. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus HaMavod is 6 words. So by reciting the Shema twice, B'shach Becho of Kumecha, it's a total of 24 words. Again, to nullify the midas hadin in all 24 courts. There's a pasuk, ish emunais, rav brochais, a man of faith, a man of a multitude of blessings. So we see that the rav brochais, the multitude of blessings, which represents again that rotzon ha'elyon and that highest source of blessing, is dependent on emuna. And our declaration of faith is the Shema. And we said earlier that in the Shema, the most important letter is the Dalet, and the most important part of the Dalet is that Koitza Do'is Dalet, that drop of ink on the top right-hand corner of the Dalet that distinguishes it from a Reish, instead of Acher, turning it into Echod. The Kanal, as we discussed earlier, and now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies this. Ki kriya shma bechinas dveikus ubitul el rotzayn ein soif. Because the Shema is one of the most important parts of the tefillah, where a Jew tries to achieve a deep, deep connection with Hashem, with the infinite light of Hashem, to nullify, to negate himself totally, where we say we're prepared to accept upon ourselves all kinds of death for Hashem. Bechinas Shema Yisrael, as we say, listen, Jews. And the Gemara says, Shmia Belibotalia. Listening is dependent on the heart. When I say listen to me, I don't just mean with your ears. I mean I want my words to go into your heart. I want you to really hear what I'm saying. There's a pasuk, V'nasati lecha lev shomea. I will give you a heart that listens. Ki b'chol yoim yesh chavdalet shoyz. Because in each and every complete day, there are 24 hours. Yud bei shoyz hayoim v'yud bei shoyz halayla. 12 hours of day, 12 hours of night. Vatzadikim v'hayireim, and the great tzadikim and the very religious people, mechavnim yud beis tzirufei havaya beyud beis shoyz hayoim. They think about the 12 different combinations of Hashem's name yud kei vav kei throughout each one of the 12 hours of the day and each one of the 12 hours of the night. They're using one of those combinations of yud kei vav kei to sweeten the din that's found in that particular hour of the day. Because the 24 hours of the day correspond to the 24 courts. V'chein b'yud bei shoyz halayla. The same thing is true regarding the 12 hours of night. V'yideze mamtikim chof dalet sirufei alef dalet nun yud. And through this, they sweeten the din of the 24 combinations of alef dalet nun yud. Shein bechinas chav dalet botei dinim anal, which correspond to the 24 courts. Lahamtik hadinim hanechosim bohem, to sweeten all types of judgments that are associated with those courts. V'ikar hahamtoko nimshach mishabbos, and the main power to eliminate din, judgment, comes from Shabbos. She'oz ikar he'oras eis rotzon anal. Because on Shabbos is when that Eis Ratzon is shining most brightly. When we say Kiddush on Friday night, Shabbos morning, in the Shmon Esreis, we keep repeating, Bi Ahava uveratzon hinchilanu, that Hashem has given us the Shabbos with love and goodwill. Ahava and Ratzon. That's what's glowing. That's what's shining throughout Shabbos. And Shabbos shines that eighth rotzon into the 6 days of the week. How? Ki gimel yomim hein bosar shabsa, the gimel yomim kamei shabsa. Because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday draw from the Shabbos that passed, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday draw from the Shabbos that's coming. Shebegimel yomim sheachar Shabbos, so that on the 3 days after Shabbos, Meir Horishimul Shel Shabbos Ovar, the light of the previous Shabbos is still glowing. Proof is, the halacha says that if you didn't make Havdalah on Saturday night, you can still make it on Sunday. You didn't make it on Sunday, make it Sunday night, or Monday, or Tuesday. Up until and through Tuesday, you can still make Havdalah. What do you mean? Shabbos is over. It's not over. It's still glowing a little bit. The light of Shabbos is still continuing into Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Ubegimel yomim shekoidim Shabbos, and on the 3 days before Shabbos, meaning Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, nimshach heora mi Shabbos habo, they receive light that's being beamed to them from the coming Shabbos. Kemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus. That's why in the Shir Shel Yom, on Wednesday morning, if you take a look in your Siddur on Shacharis and the Shir Shel Yom, the last three sentences are Lechu Neranano Lashem Nori Letzri Yishenu, are the first three sentences of the Shabbos prayer of the Friday night davening. Because on Wednesday morning, we're starting to take on the coming Shabbos. We're starting to receive light from the Shabbos that's coming. Because the source of spiritual life for the 6 days of the week comes from Shabbos. not just spiritual life, all life. She'oz meir ho'eis rotzenanal, she'mamtikum echaya koil. On Shabbos is when that light of the Eis Rotzen is shining, which sweetens everything and shines life into everything. Ki begimel yomim, yesh gimel pomim chavdalet shoyz. Because in 3 days, you have 3 times 24 hours, which means v'gimel pamim chavdalid b'gematria ayin beis. 3 times 24 is 72. Bechinas chesed, which is the gematria of the word chesed, ukemuva mizeh harbe bekisvi arizal, as is brought in many places throughout the writings of the Arizal, beinyan gimel pamim chavdalid ayin shom, where the Arizal speaks about this in many different contexts, about the 3 times 24. Ayin shom, look in the writings of the Arizal, you see he talks about this a lot. Hainu, how does this relate to what we're saying? Hainu, shebegimel yomim sheachar Shabbos, mamtikim hagimel pamim chavdalet anal. In the 3 days after Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we are mamtik, the 3 times 24, shehem bechinas chavdalet bateidinim, which represent the 24 courts, al yidei reshimu shel ha'is rotzayin mi Shabbos over, through the light, that light of kindness that's still shining from the previous Shabbos. V'chein begimel yomim shekoidim Shabbos, and so too in the 3 days before Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, meha'oras eis rotzayin shebeshabbos habo, we are drawing on the light of the Shabbos that's coming. So that's why it comes in a set of three. That's why the Torah puts them together in these sets. The Sforim bring that this also corresponds to the menorah that we had in the Beis Hamikdash and in the Mishkan. The menorah is light. The menorah is chesed. Because the Gemara tells us, in which side was the menorah? The menorah was on the right side, on Dorom, in the southern part of the Mishkan, which is the right. The shulchan, the table, was on the left. So the menorah, which represents kindness, the right side, the way the candles burned in the menorah, the middle candle burned straight up, that's the Shabbos. The three candles on the right face the middle, they face left, showing that they're drawing their light from the Shabbos that's coming. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are receiving from Shabbos, and the three candles on the left, which represent Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they're drawing from the Shabbos that preceded them. So Shabbos is beaming out this incredible Ahava and Rotzayin, this Eis Rotzayin, and it's providing it to the 6 days of the week. When a person is thinking about Shabbos, when a person all week, he doesn't forget Shabbos, he doesn't get so caught up in the nonsense of the week, he knows that Hashem has given us this unbelievable gift called Shabbos, which is the most incredible level of kindness, and Shabbos can solve all my problems. Shabbos has enough blessing in it to solve all my problems of the 6 days of the week. V'chol zeh hu b'chinas sfiras oimer. And all of this is also tied into the counting of the oimer, b'chinas, where the pasuk says there, t'mimois tihiena. Make sure that you count 49 complete days. Ki bohem mamtikim hadinim, because throughout those 49 days, we're sweetening all the din that came from the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Remember when we were in Egypt? We went down to the 49th floor of Tumah. So these 49 days are cleaning up and sweetening the mud, the filth, the din, the Tumah. Al yidei shemamshichem al atzmon he'ora mishavuos haboleinu l'toiva, by drawing light from the 50th day, from Shavuos, which represents the 50th level. Sheboi meir ho'eis rotzayin. We said on Shavuos is one of the times when that super eis rotzayin is shining, where the Gemara said Hashem revealed himself to us on Shavuos, kizokein mole rachamim. Remember? V'alkein tzrichin sheyihiyu tmimois. And that's why the pasuk warns, make sure that each day is complete. Lahamtik kol hachov dalid shoes shel kol yom v'yom adei tzrichin. What's the issue? What's the complete? Complete is because there's 24 hours in a day. And every hour is a different bezin. So you better make sure you catch all of them, because if you catch 20 of them, there might still be four guns pointed at you. Therefore, when you're counting the Omer, make sure it's Tmimois. Make sure you try to count Sfira as soon as it becomes night, so that your each day is a complete day for you. You don't miss a day, and you make sure that it should be complete. Paragraph Samazayin. Ki bevadai kishezoichin al yidei apidin anal lalois mishmat l'rotzoin, because most definitely, when a Jew is zoicha through that super pidyon to rise up from shmad to rotzoin, ulahamshecha oras harotzoin boilam, and to draw this light of rotzoin into the world, shaydeze ikra tshuva, which is what makes tshuva happen, bechinas asiyas geirim, of which one example of tshuva is converts coming and joining Klal Yisrael, bevadai oz memela nistakein hakoil gam begashmius. When you bring about such a nuclear reaction in Ruchnius, when you get people to make a change, to go from goy to yid, or to go from mechalal Shabbos, eating non-kosher, to shomer Shabbos, then you will definitely see a major, major change in your gashmius problems. When we solve the ruchnius, when we correct the ruchnius, we will definitely see the gashmius problems also resolved. K'may shekosov, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, in chapter 14, al v'shakle l'saltoi v'anche b'kafse d'rokia. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal quotes one of the stories of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, where it says he was up in heaven and he put his lunchbox down on a window and he came back later and was gone. And he said, are there robbers? Or what's going on here? Are there thieves up here? And they explained to him what happened. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain in that Torah, in the Ketoran, Rabbeinu Zal makes an incredible statement. Shekishin istakein beruchnius, memela nistakein begashmius. That when a Jew is zoicha to make major, major improvements in his life, beruchnius, automatically, his gashmius will also be corrected. Now here again, is it going to happen immediately? No, many times, because if it did, there'd be no bechira. There'd be no free choice. But if the person believes that it's happening, if he believes that by putting the neshama in the driver's seat and by cleaning up my neshama, automatically my guf is going to get its tikkun, then the person will see that their guf will also be taken care of. V'chein bekama mekoymois, and Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in many places in Likutei Moran, kemoi ba'toira posach Rabbi Shimon, for example, in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal says, shal yedei shema'oyrim bnei odam me'ashena, that by a tzaddik inspiring people to do tshuva, by waking them up from their sleep, their spiritual sleep, Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there, ad shenimshach yira, this brings a yira into the world, shaydeze nimshach ashirus muflog, which leads to an incredible wealth being brought into the world. And Rabbeinu Zal shows this over there through psukim and gemaras. V'chein bezoisa toira, and so too in the chapter in Likutei Moran that we're dealing in our halacha. Remember, we said that the second chapter that this halacha is based on is chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is entitled Ve'es Ho'orvim, that Hashem said to Elyon Ovi, I've sent the ravens to bring you food. Shal Yidei HaRotzoin, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that by bringing down this Rotzoin, this super high level of Chesed of Hashem, Ad Ve'omdu Zorim V'ro'ot Zoinchem, this will eventually lead to the person's parnasa being taken care of by others. He won't have to struggle or toil. Others will do for him. Just like the pasuk says, "Bertzois Hashem darkeish," when Hashem is satisfied with the path that a person is taking, "Gam oivav yashlemitoi," even his enemies, his opponents, will come and help him. They'll come and support him and help him. But Rav Nosson Zal adds, "Rak shetzrichim lahamtim kanal." However, the person has to be able to wait. Ki hakoil bidei shamayim, chutz miyira shamayim. Because the Gemara says everything is in the hands of Hashem except yira shamayim. When it comes to yira shamayim, there has to be bechira. Hashem must leave free choice. And if the second you daven for something, or the second you make a major change, baruchnius, immediately you get a big, big check, then people, there would be a bitl abchira, chas v'shem. V'afal pikein, Hashem yisporach oizer b'chol yoyim. And despite that, even though there's bechira and even though a person has to wait, still, Hashem helps a person every day. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin, page 30, Kil mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizroi, because if Hashem didn't help, we couldn't possibly succeed in our Yira Shamayim. When it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yira Shamayim, that Yira Shamayim is up to you, there has to be bechira, even though it's up to you, even in that, Hashem helps the person. Hashem helps the person in his battle against the Yetzirah. Ach ikar ho'ezer milamala. However, in what shape and form does that help come in? Hu hischaskus harotzim. In Hashem strengthening your willpower, giving you more willpower and more will and more desire to be able to persevere, to be able to continue. And when a person is receiving this light of Ratzon properly, when they're receiving the full measure of Horas HaRatzon, and the person is trying to do the best they possibly can at all times to align their Ratzon with the Ratzon of Hashem. There's a famous expression in Yiddish that says that when a person is zoiche, either Hashem gives you what you want, or you're zoiche to want what Hashem is giving you. Either one is perfect. Either one is great. People think sometimes, no. I'll just stick to choice A. Just give me $1 million. Just give me $100 million. But if you look in the newspapers, and if you look around you and you talk to the people who have the 100 million, you see that in most cases, in the majority of cases, they are less happy than you are. They're going through worse things than you are. So it isn't always the solution. The solution is for a person to say to Hashem, Ritzoini lasis ritzoinecha. I want the right Ratzon. I want you to shine. I want to desire what you desire. I want to want what you want me to want. And therefore, either I want us to be in the same place. Either you're giving me what I want, in other words, you're with me, or I'm with you. Either way. But to be chas v'shalom, to be apart from you, that you should want A and I should want B, that's no life. You want me to have $3 million. And I want 10 million, that's no life. Chas v'shalom. Bebchinas, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, batel ritzoincha mipnei ritzoinoi. Try your best to negate your ratzon to Hashem's ratzon, to make it that I want what Hashem wants. That's what I want. Ve'enoi meniach es haratzon atoiv yier sheyir. And the person does not stop. He doesn't quit. Turning on that rutz and saying, I want to do the right thing. I want to be the way Hashem wants me to be. I want to serve Hashem. Through this, everything will be solved. The ruchnius and the gashmius. As Rabbein Azal elaborate on this a lot, he spoke about this a lot to us in many discussions. Uremozim, and Rabbein Azal gave us many hints, Bali Shir, countless. Vialkein, and therefore, Behechrich Sheyisma Meah. The person must wait. Ad sheyifal haratzayin lepulasay. Until the ratzayin will accomplish what it needs to accomplish. Until it'll finish whatever job needs to be completed. And this is why each and every single Jew has, because Rabbeinu Zal said in the turn of the Kutim Rambeh, that who's the one who's really leading this whole process? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tzaddik Emes. He is the one who stands between Shmad and Ratzon. So therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, that's why each and every single one of us has to focus our Ratzon to attaching ourselves to the Tzaddik, to the true Tzaddik, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ubifrat laharbois bitzdoko kol echod v'echod. And especially one of the most important mitzvahs that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in that chapter in the Kutimran, Torah Dalet in the second of the Kutimran, is tzedakah. One of the main things that helps this ratzon process is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Afilu misha mezainos of mitzumtzamim. Even a person whose parnasa is limited, even if he's not earning that much, so what? Your 10%, your $10 could be like the other person's $10,000. Give what you can on your level. K'moshom Razal, as the Gemara says in Gittin, Dav Zayin, that even a person who has very little still has an obligation to give. That's one form of tzedakah. Oy, there's also another form of tzedakah that we touched on. Rav Nosson Zal made a reference to it about 15 pages ago, and here he repeats it again. Oy lekanois kinas Hashem tzvokois. Or when a person shows extra zeal, extra fire in doing something for Hashem, shegamkein nechshav tzedakah, that is also considered an act of charity, an act of tzedakah. Ayin Toisis Baba Basra Daf Yud. Rav Nosson Zal says, look in Toisis and Baba Basra. Over there on Daf Yud is where the Gemara has a major discussion about the mitzvah of tzedakah, and it speaks about the fact that Yirmiyahu Hanavi at one point made a statement about a certain king who had done something, and he was saying that the king, that when he did this, it wasn't really with the best of intentions, but because of the fact that this was done to avenge the honor of Hashem, it was considered a tzedakah. It was considered an act of tzedakah. So we see that any time that a person has to show an extra zeal for Hashem's kavod, that also is a form, that also is like a donation. V'ho'ikar, however, Rav Nosson Zal says it's extremely important l'chavein, to make sure shetagia hatzedakah sheloi lebechinas Moshe, that his tzedakah should get to the right address. It should get to a Moshe Rabbeinu, she'oisek bepidyon anal, who's involved in this type of pidyon. Ba'oifen she'yeh nimshach ha'oras ha'rotzen ha'elyon bo'ilam, so that through your giving tzedakah to that kind of tzaddik, your tzedakah brings a flow of that rotzen ha'elyon into the world. At she'yeh nasem is a gerim, which will bring about converts. And when the person's giving that tzedakah, to have in mind that I want my tzedakah to accomplish everything it needs to accomplish. It should accomplish tshuva and geirim, and also shegam elav yagi arotznal, that the rotzen should reach me too, not just the geirim. I also want to receive that light. Ubevadai yagia olav beyoser. And then that light will definitely reach that person the most. Me'achar shehu ha'mevi atzedakah v'pidyon, since he's the one who actually gave the money. The money's coming from him, so he will definitely benefit from that pidyon the most. Ki ein ha'kodesh baruch hu mekapeach schar kol beria. This is a very famous statement in the Gemara, that Hashem does not withhold the reward of any creation. Anytime anybody does something good, Hashem will make sure that that person is rewarded. So even if it looks to you like you did something and you wanted it to affect you, and you see it going all kinds of other places, you can be sure that Hashem don't forget, and Hashem's computers don't make any mistakes. And even though that light is traveling to all kinds of other places, it's going to find its way back to you, and it's going to accomplish more than you could ever imagine to benefit you. Ve'oz memela yistakein hakoil. And if the person will do this, if they'll make sure that their tzedakah goes to the tzaddik emes, or to his causes, and they give it with the right intention, and they're willing to it, then everything will be corrected. Everything will be fixed. V'gam ma shetzorech lahamting tzas hu toiva gedoyla. And in addition, the fact that the person has to wait a little, there's a major benefit in that. Ki achar kach tiyah hayeshua b'shleimus. Because by waiting, when the solution comes, it'll be a complete solution. It'll be a total solution. We know there's a lot of things in this world that when you try to take it before the right time, it doesn't solve your problem. A person's thirsty and he sees water and he starts drinking and drinking, and the more he drinks, the thirstier he gets, because the water is coming from the ocean and it's got salt in it. And that water he can drink from today till it's not going to solve his problem until he first waits and puts that water through a process, a desalination, where they extract, they remove the salt from it. And then the water, and if he's not wait, if he says, I can't wait, just give me it, and he drinks, it's not going to solve the problem. Or a person's hungry and he eats something, they're cooking meat or something, and he says, I can't wait, give me that. He takes a bite out of it, another bite of the meat before it's properly cooked, and then he gets a terrible stomach ache, and he didn't solve the problem. He wanted to be satisfied, he wanted to have strength, and instead, chas v'shalom, it causes the opposite reaction. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says, im shomoya tishma, if you will listen to Hashem, kol hamachlo, all the sicknesses, all the illnesses that Hashem has given upon Mitzrayim, lo yosim olecho, I will not place upon you, ki ani Hashem roifecho, because I am your healer. Ki yesh roifei, shemarape hacholas lefi sho, oy lashona, because there are doctors that cure illnesses, but it's a temporary cure. The pain stops, the sickness seems to have been held up, but it's only for an hour or for a year. V'achar kach choyzeres hamachla, and afterwards, unfortunately, olenu, the machla comes back, the sickness comes back. We hear about this during our time very, very often. People, lo yaleinu chas v'shalom, that are being treated for cancer, things like that, and they go through major, major treatment, and they're all better, right? They're all better. And they go a few months or a couple of years, and then lo yaleinu rachmano l'tzlan, the machla comes back stronger, and this time chas v'shalom, the person passes away from the machla. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, Avla Hashem Yisborach, whereas when Hashem is playing doctor, Roifei Nemon, Hashem is a trustworthy doctor, Al Yidei He'oras HaRotzen Anal, through that super high-level light called He'oras HaRotzen, Shayidei Zeh Yiskarev Hashem Yisborach, through that, the person comes close to Hashem, Ve'oz Kishe Yisrape, and then when the person gets healed, lo yoshuv oid lamachla. It's a permanent cure. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, kol amachla lo yosim olecha. That all of that illness I will not place upon you, ki ani Hashem roifecha, because I'm your doctor. If I'm playing doctor, then you know that the machla will not come back. I once saw, I believe in the Sefer Bnei Yisachar, he mentions there's a pasuk in Novi where it says, Refo'eini Hashem ve'erofei. Hashem, please cure me, and I will be cured. So he asks, what's that double lashon? And he explains that here Rav Nosson Zal refers to doctors. Over there in the Bnei Yisachar, he talks about angels. We know that one of the famous angels in heaven is the angel Raphael, an angel who's appointed of curing, healing people. So the Bnei Yisachar explains, when Hashem sends an angel to give a person a cure, angels like their job. They enjoy their job. They enjoy what they're doing. They're not in a hurry to get the job over with. We know when a person's doing something they don't like, sometimes they'll really do it really hard and strong because I want to get it over. I want to get it done with. I want to get out of there already, finished. But the Bnei Sora says, and it brings proof, that an angel, when he's doing his work, he enjoys his job. So he does like the doctors do. That a person comes to the doctor says, ba 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 ba, and I'll see you in 3 weeks, and I'll see you in 3 months, and I'll see you in three. They want the person to keep coming back again and again. So too the Malach, when he's designated to give a refuah, he tries to stretch it out sometimes. Whereas the Pasuk says, Refueni Hashem. This is why the tefillah is, Hashem, you heal me. Because I know when you heal me, it's one-stop shopping. It's bang, and I'm out of it. It's over. The problem is resolved permanently. V'zeo b'chinas, this is what the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, chapter 54. Bitzdoko techoinani, rachaki me'oishek, that with tzedaka, Hashem, you will establish me, you will make me stand up strong, and you will draw me, you will distance me from oishek, from tzaras, suffering, all kinds of suffering. V'nismach lozer, and then the next pasuk right after that speaks about gerim, about converts, meaning gerim, k'moin shekos v'sham, as it says in the next pasuk, hein goyer yogur, v'chulu, mi gor itcho olecho yipoil. So Rav Nosson Zal explains, Bitzdoko techoinoni loshen kiyum v'hamod oloilam. Techoinoni means I will be established, I will be permanently established. Kamesha Kosev, as the Pasuk says, Sfas emes tikoin load, that lips of truth will be established permanently. So we see that koinoni means a loshen of permanently established. Koinanto eretz vatamoid, as the Pasuk says, Hashem, you have established the world, vatamoid, and it stands solid. V'chein harbe, and so too in many psukim. Rachaki me'oishek, distance me, move, keep me far away from oishek. Oishek means robbery, stealing. Oishek means b'chinas taivas momoin, the wrong type of desire for money, an excessive desire for money. Sheyizbatlu hayirois nefu, I'm sorry, shehu b'chinas shmad, which Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran, that's a concept of shmad, idol worship, elile kesev, elile zov. And then the pasuk continues, kiloi siri, because you will not fear anymore. Sheyizbatlu hayirois nefulois, because when a person gives tzedakah, and thereby they cure the taivas mamain, then all their insecurities, all their fears and phobias disappear. Ki sizke al yedei horotzoin hanimshach haidei atzdoko layira kedoshu kanal. Because through the rotzoin that you bring about, that flow of rotzoin through your tzdoko, you'll be zeche to yira digdusha. V'sehu, and this is why the pasuk continues, hein goyer yogur ofes ma'oisi. Shehagerim shenizgairu bilodecho rak machmas gedula v'kovoid efes moisi ki lo yiskaimu. The pasuk says there, those converts that converted not for the right intentions, without your assistance in a sense, but rather they came to join the Jewish people at a time of greatness, at their time of glory, when the Jews were on top, their gerus will not last, chas v'shon. Mi gor itcho ba'aniyusecho bebizyonecho, the Gemara says, that who chose, which converts chose to join Klal Yisrael when they were going through difficult times, when they were suffering in poverty and shame and embarrassment. V'afal pikein lo hinichu es harotzoin, and despite that, they didn't give up, they didn't quit. They chose to join. Their desire to come close to Hashem was so great that even though they saw that those who are close to Hashem right now are suffering poverty and shame and embarrassment, they still chose to hook up with them. Ki heim yiskaimu lo netzach, They're the ones who will make it to the finish line. They're the ones who will be permanently established. Ki mitchilo medaber shom migulo achroino hashleimo she'en achrei agolus. Because if you look a few lines before that over there in Yeshaya chapter 54, he's speaking about the final geula, the final redemption, after which there will be no more suffering, no more exiles. Kama shekosav shom, as the pasuk says, b'shetzef ketzef histarti ponai rega mimech, that in my anger, Hashem says, I hid my face from you for a moment. Ubechesed oilom richamtich. However, with eternal kindness, I showed rachmonis to you. And the pasuk goes on to say there, uverachamim gedoilim akapzich. And with my multitude of kindness, I will gather you in. Shekol elu horachmim gedoilim, rachmim rabim, chesed oilom lonetzach. Hakoil nimshach mirotzoin hoelyoin, al yidei pidyon shel b'chinas Moshe, kemuva b'ksovim. Because this rachmim gedoilim, this super chesed, all comes from that rotzoin hoelyoin that's turned on through the pidyon that the tzaddik who is b'chinas Moshe makes, as the Arizal shows. V'al kein, and therefore, nismach acharkach, right after those psukim, where it talks about this rachmim gedoilim, the pasuk says b'tzdoko tuchoinoni, ki ikar hamshochas harotzoin nimshach al yidei tzdoko shnoisim kanal, because the way that a Jew opens up the gates to get that rotzoin velyon flowing is through the tzdoko which is given shetagia lahatzadik kanal, when the tzdoko reaches the tzadik emes, or the things that represent him, or that he represents. Ubishvil ze mevin momo in hainu tztoko la tzadik al pidyon. And it's for this reason that we bring tztoko to the tzadik for a pidyon.